Last time, we talked about how advertisers drive down the cost of content, and by doing so, depress the earnings of the studios, artists, and other people who make and sell this content. Today, we're going to look at this cost management from the other side of the equation, from the point of view of the producers themselves. First, let's look at the difference in production cost between, let's say, American Idol and Grey's Anatomy. For all its glitz and humongous success, American Idol is really cheap to produce. Basically, they aim a few cameras at a handful of talented amateurs, people who, by the way, are working for free. The production budget for American Idol's entire first season was probably not much more than the cost of one recent episode of Grey's Anatomy. Obviously, American Idol costs more to produce now, if for no other reason than it's a monster hit. The key people in front of the camera, as well as those behind it, are demanding big bucks to keep things rolling along smoothly. Also, don't forget the money spent on marketing, promotion, and all the other hoopla that keeps the eyeballs stuck to a hit show like this on a weekly basis. But now they can afford it. The audience is huge, so there's no risk they won't make their money back on advertising, which, as every network executive knows, is not always the case. And remember, television is all about grabbing people's attention. As I've said before, it's like jangling a set of keys in front of a baby. So consider this. A commercial slot on American Idol's grand finale this year cost over $1 million. That puts American Idol right up there with the Super Bowl, the perennial yardstick of advertising exuberance. And why not? It is a big event. All those people tuning in, all that promotional overlap, the raw, wholesome talent, suspense, the tears, the joy. Sure, $1 million is a lot to spend for 30 seconds. But American Idol is jangling a very big set of keys. But if you're a producer of content, what matters ultimately, what separates American Idol from a show like Grey's Anatomy, is not its production cost, but the degree to which each show has an afterlife. 2 or 3 years from now, which of these shows will still command an audience? How about 5 years from now? Or 10? I'm not saying American Idol won't be a big hit show in 2009. I am saying one typical episode from this season of American Idol will not have much value 3 years from now. Even the grand finale with its 37th share won't have as much appeal going forward. Sure, it's a big event, just like the Super Bowl. And just like the Super Bowl, most of its value goes up in smoke the day after it's broadcast. So one critical distinction between studio economics and network economics boils down to two words, residual value. If you're a broadcaster, you only care about a show's ability to grab a TV audience right now. If you're a studio, you care more about building a library and maintaining its value over time. You care about residual value. Unlike box office receipts or DVD sales, residual value is not a typical measurement for a film library. But it should be. And there is a way to measure residual value, but it's a bit too complicated to explain here. What isn't complicated is the gut-level reaction people get to a classic title like The Wizard of Oz, Titanic, Stagecoach, Forrest Gump, E.T., The Lion King. In terms of its residual value, there's just no comparison between Star Wars, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and, say, Survivor, Episode 5, Bubba Eats a Cat. It's just obvious. TV content comprises the bulk of any studio's inventory, and because it's so cheap to produce, this inventory is growing every season. So here's a question. In terms of future earnings, which would you rather own the rights to? This past season of American Idol, or this past season of Grey's Anatomy? 100 episodes of Deal or No Deal, or 100 episodes of Law and Order? How about this? 3 seasons of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire versus 3 seasons of I Love Lucy? Think about it. Next time, we'll look at a revolutionary approach to advertising that could do to Madison Avenue what Walmart did to Sears, only a lot faster. Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.